AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A street of horrors in New York City. AP correspondent Michael Bosomo reports a car careened out of control last night and plowed into a group of trick-or-treaters who were coming down a sidewalk.
It appears, based on the information we have from the police, that a driver of a Dodge Charger had careened into this group of pedestrians while they were on a sidewalk and then smashed through a fence in front of a home in the Bronx. The car is left teetering on a brick wall in front of that house.
Three people, including a 10-year-old girl, were killed. Four people, including the driver and a 3-year-old, were injured, but no charges have been filed against the driver. Halloweeners felt the earth move below their feet last night when a 4.3 magnitude earthquake rattled Talkeetna, Alaska, about 100 miles north of Anchorage. There are no reports of damage. Dubai-based Emirates, the Middle East's biggest air carrier, is the latest airline to stop flying over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula until more is known about the crash of a Russian airliner yesterday. Two major European airlines, Germany's Lufthansa and Air France, have also stopped using the airspace after the crash killed all 224 people aboard. AP correspondent Merritt Kennedy reports a militant group claims responsibility, but Russia says the claim is not credible.
This happened in an area with an active Islamic State affiliate, and the group quickly tried to capitalize on the incident, claiming in a statement posted on social media networks it had shot down the airliner. However, it gave no evidence to support its claim, and there is some skepticism about whether any of its weapons could reach such a high cruising altitude.
At least 9 people have been killed, 10 injured, when Islamic extremists staged a deadly dawn attack on a hotel in Mogadishu. This is AP Radio News. Ned Yost, the manager of the Kansas City Royals, says he was not surprised when his team came from behind last night to beat the New York Mets 5-3 in Game 4 of the World Series.
That's just what our team does. You know, we feel like, if we can keep the game close in the later innings, we're going to find a way to win it because our bullpen is so dynamic. They give us a chance to win those type games, and it's a team that just looks for a little crack.
KC can win its first World Series in 30 years with another win in Game 5 tonight. They're calling it a Battle of the Bees in Maricopa, Arizona. 6 people sent to the hospital after a swarm of bees attacked them in a 2-block-long area of a subdivision. Folks ran and screamed for help. It took fire crews about 2 hours to find the hive and destroy it. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.